Hello, all this week I'll be reporting on our website from BBC Cardiff Singer of the World 2013, one of the world's most important opera and song competitions. Highlights from the whole competition are broadcast throughout the week on BBC Radio and Television, and Petroc Trelawney is presenting much of the television coverage, with guests including opera director David Pountney, soprano Eilish Tynan, and vocal coach Mary King. I caught up with him backstage after the first round to find out more about this year's competition. So thank you very much for talking to me. We've just heard the first concert of this year's competition. I wonder if you could tell me a bit about what the standard's like this year. I mean, it sounds great.
Yeah, I think, I mean, obviously it's difficult to tell because we're only on day one of four rounds ahead. I actually try and stay away from the early rehearsals. I hear a bit of the rehearsal on the day, but as it's judged on what happens in the evening and as that's what viewers and listeners will be judging it on, I think it's best if I hear it essentially on the performance in the evening as well. But on paper, it looks like a really strong year. We've got a lot of singers this year who have really very developed careers, who are singing, if not absolutely international level, are singing in national opera houses in their home countries. A Chinese singer who's singing in Germany, for example, South Koreans who are working in Europe. So the experience level's very high. Also this year, we've changed the way singers are selected to come to Cardiff. So now they audition, first of all, by DVD. Then we have a series of auditions around the world, in Buenos Aires, in New York, in Vienna, in London, where our audition panel hears the singers. So that all should mean the bar is set even higher than it has been before. And it looks like it is going to be a vintage competition.
The atmosphere in the audience has been really great. I've just been sitting there and listening. What's it been like from your point of view, sort of in the audience and backstage? What do you feel the atmosphere is like this year?
Well, the atmosphere in St David's Hall is always amazing. I mean, if you talk to anyone who's taken part in this competition, Carita Matala, who won the very first competition 30 years ago, she says it was the response from the audience that carried her through, and that absolutely remains the case today. There is no better audience, singers tell me, to perform to than the St David's Hall audience. The entire audience is with you when you're out there on stage, and if things get a bit rocky, they sort of breathe with you. If things go well, they cheer you along, and I think that is one of the things that makes this competition so special.
And I was going to ask how important the competition is to the music world. I mean, we love it at BBC Music Magazine. We really enjoy coming here and covering it. But what do you think the reception of is in the wider music world?
Well, I think it's very, very big. I mean, I argue it is the most high-profile opera competition in the world. There are, of course, other rival opera competitions. Placido Domingo famously has one that gets lots of coverage. But I think the point is, at the end of the day, because Cardiff Singer of the World is on television, that makes it the most important. Opera singers who take part can send DVDs or put their performance on YouTube. It can be seen by casting directors around the world, by agents around the world. It's not just the people who come here to Cardiff. It is really a globally important competition because it's so visible to everybody. And I think that's why it really does stay up there as being one of the most important competitions, certainly the highest visibility operatic competition.
Kind in fremden Mann willkommen.